Hallelujah. Well, pray happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Band, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, and we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. So praise God. Welcome, NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. God has something for you. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Today we're going to be talking about power to face your daily giants. Amen. And you got giants out there. But you know what? If you're not in Him, you lose. Amen. So anyway, prepare yourselves and remember, God is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Amen. He just make yourself available to Him. Amen. Let go and let God know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Amen. So praise God. Whew, thank you, Lord. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Amen. So you know what? Before we get going, grab your sword, soldier of God, amen, and let's make this declaration together, amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I am excited, amen. Before we get into our lesson, I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. Also, did you get your little handout? Okay, well, good. We got a handout today, and it's a warfare prayer that we can pray on a daily basis. Amen. Now, you can pray it as often as you want to, but on a daily basis, we fight a spiritual warfare. Amen. And here's a good prayer to pray. No, you take authority yourself. Amen. We're going to be talking a lot about that. We have to take authority. Because the greater one is in us. Amen. So praise God. Scripture break says, stay ready to fulfill God's plan for your life. Wake up each day knowing where you're headed. Amen. Which direction you're taking and what you are going to accomplish. Don't allow the distractions and busyness of life get you off course. And it's going to try as much as possible. Amen. First thing we got to do is we got to get out of our flesh. And get in the spirit and say, good morning, Lord. Thank you. This is the day you have given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm ready. Whatever you have for me. Amen. And step out in faith. Amen. Pray. Don't allow the distractions of business get you off course. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing moving me towards my God-given plan? Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Don't be distracted and spend your time and energy on things that are not helping you fulfill your plan. Remember, God's plans are blessed, and as you walk in His plan for your life, you will experience His abundance in everything you set your hands to do. Yes. Amen. So, you know, He says, I've given you this thing. He woke you up. If He woke you up, that means you got to get in right with Him. So He's got a plan for you on a daily basis. What is it you want me to do, Lord? And you know what? The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So, man, I don't care what giants are waiting you out there. They're going to wait. But you know what? When I go, I'm going to take them down. Amen. And we're going to speak the word. Amen. Ooh, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the word. And we're going to read this in a few more minutes. But it goes like this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Amen. He is always leading and guiding. Amen. So we're looking to Him to lead us and guide us. Amen. Philippians 4:13 says this, and I know you know all these, but that's okay. We got to confess the word and speak faith-filled words, you know, because there's a negative world out there and they're going to feed you all kind of negative stuff if you take it. But Philippians 4:13 says, I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You need to know this. Amen. So praise God. We need His word. So stay ready. Stay battle ready, because you fight a spiritual battle every day. And if you're not using the word, guess what? You lose. Daily giants. We're going to be talking about daily giants. What's your daily giants? Cares, anxieties, worries, fears, and sicknesses. This is not all of them. This is just a few. We'll try to defeat you. Defeating them doesn't depend on your abilities. Jesus has already defeated them. You fight a spiritual battle with these daily giants. And God has given His church, the body of Christ, spiritual weapons to use. One of those weapons is blood covenant. Amen. With Jesus, that Jesus bought for us. Don't let an uncircumcised Philistine giant, cares or circumstances, take your victory away from you. Believe it, receive it, act on it, and confess it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So press on, child of God. Woo, hallelujah. Stay battle ready. You will fight these giants on a daily basis. But you know what? Confessing His word, speaking faithful words, you're going to have victory. We have victory in Jesus. Amen. Woo, so, man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. We got to resurrect you. Amen. Praise God. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Power to face your daily giants. Let me see what else you got here. Powers to face your daily giants. Keep going. Okay, leave it right there. It says, we face daily giants that seem impossible to defeat. If we're doing it on our own, yes. But if we're doing it through Him who's already defeated them, no problem. Amen. But in His words, we already have victory in Jesus. We have a blood covenant that Jesus has already won for us. These giants in our lives represent cares, anxieties, fears, challenges, and obstacles that will seem undefeatable. But with the faith, the courage, and taking authority, they will be overcome. Because God is bigger than any of your daily giants. Amen. You need to write that down, and you need to what's going to defeat them? Jesus defeated them. And you know what we use? We use the Word of God. Amen. We got to get the Word in us on a daily basis. We got to feed on it. Feed on the Word. Amen. Says, keep going. The next one says this. Look, focus on giants, you stumble. Focus on God, giants stumble, or they tumble. They tumble. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Next one. It says, giants we face daily. Amen. And that's just a few. But, you know, you can read them and say cares, anxieties, fears, worries. And it may not, some of the giants you're facing may not be up here. But you know what they are. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And you got to get them. You got to get the word in you so that you can start speaking the word. Because when they hear the word and you cast it on Him, guess what? They've got to flee. They can't hang out anymore. They don't hang out with me no more. So Jesus has defeated these giants. We must face these giants. No fears, no doubts. Have peace. Here's a key word. We need to take authority. Amen. We need to take authority. Go to the next one. One more. Right there. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, New King James says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. We need to submit ourselves to God, resist Him. We need to take the authority and use that authority. You speak it. Jesus already sent Jesus. Jesus was crucified. Jesus paid the price. But He says, you know what? By His stripes we're healed, and use whatever words He's given us, whatever the Word of God says. We got to use His Word. Amen. And defeat this world. Amen. Have victory in this world. The New King James says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Where's the enemy? Where's the battlefield? The mind. So we got to renew our minds with the Word of God. Keep our minds straight, because it'll just wander off. And it'll go if you let it. You say, wait a minute, where are you going? Uh-uh. Renew your mind with the Word. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Go back to the first one, Carmen. right there. It says, John 16:33, easy to read version. I have told you these things so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you're going to have what? Troubles. You're going to have troubles. So you already know this. It's not just going to be easy, easy, easy. If you use the word, no problems. It says, but be brave. I have what? Defeated the world. Amen. Or you could say daily giants. New King James says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. So we got to, if Jesus used the word, we got to speak the word. We got to get it in us. We got to read it, meditate it, and get it in us so we can mature and grow in his word. And then when you get full, you got to overflow. That means you're going to have to let it out. But don't let yourself run empty. Keep, okay, yeah. And the Bible says, again, we just went through that. But Philippians 4:13, New King James says, I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amplified says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. Who has called you? He has called me. Amen. That he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Man, that's a mouthful, but guess what? You're strong in him. Amen. So we got it. We need the word. Jesus used the word. Jesus was the word. He is the word. But we need to keep on speaking the word. That's the answer. That's the solution. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a whole bunch of these for you. Come on. We're talking about being strong in him. And we're not cowards. Amen. We're not afraid. It says, no spirit of fear. Isaiah 41:10, New Living Translation says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Yeah. You know, a lot of times the enemy tries to tell you, say, you know, you're all by yourself. And you're lonely. And God has forgotten about you. And you feel like, do not be afraid. And what does he say? His word said, wait a minute, that don't line up with the word. This is what the word of God says. He's always with me. Yeah, he's with you all the time. He says, do not be discouraged. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will come to you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Ooh, hallelujah. New King James says, fear not, for I am what? With you. And you can put you can put Jose. You can put your name there. Personalize it. Amen. Praise God. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with your righteous right hand. My righteous right hand. Amen. So, you know, he's with you. You know, your mind might be telling you he's not there, and the enemy tries to feed you all these lies, you know. If it's from him, you know it's a lie. How do you know he's lying? Because his mouth is moving. And every time he opens his mouth, nothing but lies come out. And they don't agree with the word of God. That's not what the word of God says. Don't receive it. Just hit delete and get out of here. Amen. Praise God. All these are good. Do not be afraid. Be encouraged. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not fear. I fear no one. The Lord protects me from all dangers. I will never be afraid. You see, and New King James says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Be strong in him. Amen. We just got to confess the word. When you confess the word, man, so submit yourself to God, resist the enemy. He's got to go. He's got to flee. Amen. That's what the word of God says. All these are good. Romans 8:31 says, New King James, what then shall we say to these things? It says, if God is for us, who could be against us? Who cares? If God, if we're on God, you're on God's winning team. Amen. You're the body of Christ. You're on his winning team. So Amplified says, what then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who could be successful against us? Amen. No one. No one, no one, no one, no one. So we just got to confess what the word of God says. All these are good. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Again, do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is what? With you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Wherever you happen to go. You could be going next town. You could be wherever you are. You could be in Europe. Wherever you are, God is with you. Amen. New King James says, Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And you know what? One day he's going to call us to heaven. We're going to be in heaven. So guess what? We're with him. Praise God. Until we get there, just stay full with the word. Stay full of him. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. The enemy don't like that. Nope. He's mad. He don't like you knowing these things. Psalms 56 and 1 says, in God I have put my trust. I will not, again, will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Amplify says, in God have I put my trust and confidence, reliance. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Amen. I'm on God's winning team. I'm a child of God. Amen. So we just got to stay focused and stay stirred up and hungry and for the things of God and doing what he's called us to do. Isaiah 40 and 31, New Living Translation says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Amen. So if you trust in the Lord, will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. People nowadays, you know what? They get too tired. So what they do? They go do the wrong things. But you know, we just got to get high with him. You want to get high? They get high on the wrong things. We get high on the Most High. Amen? That's the best high you can have. Isaiah 40, 31 in New King James says, but those that you can put your name there, Jose, who waits on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. But you know, remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's going to try to put all these things on you if you let him. Amen. He can't get that far. Because when your mind starts to wander, renew it and get back focused on what God wants you to do. Amen. He's your GPS. It says, give yourself to God. Let him direct your steps. We just went through this. We'll do it again. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Well, I don't know which way to take. You know, trust him. He's going to lead you in the right way. Amen. Praise God. New King James says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He's got a path for you, but you got to take his path. Get right with him. He'll set you the right way. Amen. Praise God. So whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Satan, this world, gives you a daily bad, negative report. You're bombarded daily from all kinds of directions. The media, okay? All kinds of bad stuff. Believe God's report. Stay positive in a negative world. Focus yourself. Focus on him. Amen. And set yourself. Confess the word. Speak faith-filled words. You got to get the word in you so it can come out of you. If you're full of the word, guess what's going to come out? The word. Amen. So don't say, well, I can't. That's not what the word says. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. But you got to get it in for it to come out. Amen. So praise God. You're going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe what I'm confessing. What I'm confessing is the word of God. Amen. You got to get it in you, and it's going to come out of you. Amen. The Bible says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Let that word flow out of you. Amen. When it's needed, it's going to come out. You know, instead of confessing the negative, you're going to confess the positive. Amen. Defeat your giants. Take control, or they will control you. And here's the clue is, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Romans 12:12-2, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. If you're not focused on Him, you will fall. Because the battlefield is the mind. If you're feeding on the world, you're going to start doing the wrong things. Because it's going to be there, and you're going to meditate on it. When you meditate on it, you're going to give in, and you're going to start doing and start copying the behaviors and customs of this world. And let God transform you by a new person, by changing the way you think. Again, the battlefield is the mind. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. You don't know what it says. You know, when the word is in you and the world's trying to really lead you another way, I say, wait a minute. If it don't line up with the word of God, delete it. Don't copy it, the behaviors or customs of this world. It's taking you the wrong way. We've been there. Don't want to go there no more. The past is gone. The new is in. Hallelujah. Your daily giants, they come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, we already know this. It says the thief, the devil, whatever you want to call him, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amplify says the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life. You know, when you're in Christ, you're going to enjoy life better. Amen. You know, Paul, he spent a lot of his life in prison. And he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Amen. And, you know, he was in prison, but prison was not in him. Amen. He was still doing the Lord's work. So wherever, you know, I came that they might have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. So you know what? When you're full of God and you see people out there protesting, or you see people out there having fun and doing all these crazy things, man, when you got your mind renewed and you're focused on what God wants you to do, you're not wasting your time. You're not copying the behaviors and customs of this world. You only stay focused on what it is God wants you to do. Amen. They sent their best. They send their best. Amen. Keep going. It says, remember this. You want to do your best. Part-time believers, no match to a full-time devil. Amen. You just can't pretend. If you're going to be in the world and just pretend to be on church on Sundays and pretend to be a Christian or a believer, you're going to lose. It says part-time believers no match to a full-time devil. A devil don't take breaks. Amen. We need to stay focused on what it is God wants us to do. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we got to stay focused. Amen. Because distractions will come. And the devil's going to use anybody to distract you. Amen. They will intimidate you. Again, we just saw 2 Timothy 1:2, which says, go back to it, Carmen. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So we got to stay focused. He didn't give you a spirit of fear, so don't fear. Amen. Don't allow fear to come over you, overtake you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Recognize him. Says, devil doesn't come in a red suit with red horns and a pitchfork, okay? You know what some of these things are. Yeah. Cares, fears, you know, worries, all these things, you know. Says they come in forms of people, families, friends, negative words, co-workers, bad company, bad reports, bad habits, and sin. That's how it comes. So we got to stay focused. Amen. If you're not focused, it'll take you. Amen. It's just like a flood. So let's take a stand. Use his name. Use his word. And again, use your authority. You know, don't run to God and say, Lord, do this for me. Lord, take care of this for me. He's already done what he's going to do. He sent Jesus. Jesus was crucified. He did what he did, fulfilled his mission. Now he says, now you go. You have authority over sickness. You have authority over devils. You know, now you go and you do this. Speak the word and lay hands on people. Speak to the problem, you know. You do this yourself, amen. Says Jesus told us that as long as we were in this world, we would continue to face these giants. Again, John 16:33 says, go back to the first one, Carmen. Yeah, John 16:33. It says, I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. In this world, you're going to have troubles. But be brave. I have defeated the world. Amen. So, let's remember that. Amen. You can go back to that one, Carmen. It says, as a child of God, you can have power to face your daily giants and live a successful life. He said he wants you to enjoy life. Amen. But we're going to do it in the right way. We're going to serve him and be successful and be strong in him. Amen. So Hebrews 3:13 says, be encouraged each one of each over, excuse me, be encouraged each other every day while you still have something called today. Help each other so that no one, none of you will be fooled by sin and become too hard to change. You know, hey, you know, you get into the world and you get it so involved, you know, it's going to be hard. But still, he will, you know, when you know and you find yourself with the pigs or the skunks, you know, you're going to say, wow, you know, I need Jesus. Just like the prodigal son says, you know, I can do better at Father's house. And, you know, you're going to call on him and he's going to forgive and forget. But you're going to press on and do what he's called you to do. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. Don't be fooled by sin and become too hard to change. James 4:7 again says, keep going. James 4:7 says, therefore, you submit to God. You resist. You take authority over the devil, and he will flee from you. So we don't go to Jesus and say, Jesus, get this devil off of me. No. You take authority. Amen. You say, devil, I resist you. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Amen. I take authority over you. Amen. And you take that authority, and he's got to be obedient to what the word of God you're speaking. You know whose you are and who's backing you. And now the word is coming out of you. And he's got to flee. He's got to go and say, whoa, man, he wants no part of you now. But he's going to keep trying. Don't be no part-time Christian or believer. Amen. Again, 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, give all your worries to your friend. No. Give all your worries and cares to who? To God. For he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He gave a name, you know, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. How does he know who to devour? The wrong words are coming out of you. The negative words are coming out of you. Amen. You got to speak the right words. If you go around speaking just negative words, guess what? He don't have to knock your door down. He just going to walk in because your door is wide open. So he knows who to devour. And you say, well, Jesus, do this for me, do this for me. He says, no, you take authority. I've done what I've done. Amen. So we need to take authority and quit talking that way. Speak positive. Speak the word. Speak faith-filled words. Amen. So, just like we learn the bad words, we can learn the good words and God's words and speak God's word. Amen. So, we all face daily giants. Stand up and face your giants. Amen. Stand up and face your giants by the same tactics God gave David. What did he say? He told David, stay battle ready. Stay battle ready. Not just once in a while, not just every Sunday. But every day, stay battle ready, soldier of God. Say goodbye to defeat and start a victory life with God. You know your weapons that God is for us. and victory is ours. The battlefield is called life. And be confident of God's presence. He is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Know whose you are. I'm a child of God. Amen. In Hebrews, next one. Hebrews 13:5 and 6 says, "Let your confidence be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, this, says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" He didn't say it. He didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So it says, for he himself has said, God has said, he himself is caps. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, you know, he's always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. You feel lonely? It's not because he's not there. He's there. He wants to have relationship. You talk to him. Amen. He's there. And he's there for you. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Man, that blesses me. Bless my socks off. You can't see because I'm wearing them on boots. Don't say, why me, Lord? But send me, Lord. David did, so can we. Amen. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people that will step out in faith, just like David. Man, David, one of our greatest examples. You know, a little shepherd boy, who would think a little shepherd boy would grow up in God to be king of Israel? Amen. From a shepherd to a king. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In 1 Samuel 17, verses 40 through 50, talking about the story of a little boy named David and his battle with the Philistine giant. David defeats his giants. So can we. There's giants facing you each and every day. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can have victory over those giants. Just confess the word. Don't give in. Don't listen to what they have to say. They need to listen to what you have to say. You speak to your giants. Don't let your giants speak to you. Amen. You speak. What are you going to speak to them? The word of God. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. David protected his flock from lions, bears, giants. So can we. Whatever giants you're facing. You may be facing different giants than me. But still, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. You know what you know how we defeat them? Speaking the word. They know the word. You speak the word and you cast it on him and they got to flee. Amen. They can't hang out. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. chapter 13 talks about 12 spies sent into Canaan. You know, Canaan was given to us, to the Israelites. But still, you know, God sent them to go spy the land. Sent 12 from each tribe. One from each tribe. Amen. And 10 came back with negative reports. 2 came back with positive reports. You know, you go out into the world every day, you know. Go out with a positive report, you know. Thank you, Lord. Caleb interrupted them. Called for silence before Moses and says, "Let us go up and take the land." Now, he says, "We can do it." Man, he was confident. We can go. You know, the other 10, all they saw was giants. And he says, "Man, we just like grasshoppers amongst them, you know." That's all they saw. You know, they saw themselves. Caleb and Joshua, they had a different report. They was positive. We can go. We can take it, man. On a daily basis, you know, as you step out and go into the world, he is with you. And you can take it. Amen. Whatever it is, whatever giants are coming against you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter what is out there. Amen. I have victory. I'm on God's winning team. See yourself that way. He sees you a winner, a champion, an overcomer. Amen. I'm a giant killer through Christ. You can write that down. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People are all around you. What kind of reports do they have? Positive or negative? What about you? Are you positive or negative? Quit hanging out with skunks. Soon you'll be stinking with negative reports. Whose report will you believe and confess? What can or cannot do? We can't do it, you know. No, we can do all things through Christ. Amen. Don't start confessing or copying the customs and behaviors of this world. You know, you hear these things, but you know why it's so important, again, that you go to Romans 12 and 2. Because you got to renew your mind, because you're around negative people all the time and you can't get away from it. You hear it and you're around it. But you know what? The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight, and not things you hear, but by faith, renewing your mind with the Word of God and stepping out in faith each and every time. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Joshua, the giant walls of Jericho fell. Amen. It says impossible. But through Christ, these giant walls spoke. And you know, God gave him a command on what to do, a plan on what to do. And say, wait a minute, you're talking to a general. I put all my soldiers up front. He says, no, put your worshipers up front. You know, so you say, well, I'm not a good worshiper. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. He don't care how well you sing. He just wants you to worship him. And when you worship him, you know, these walls that are holding you back are going to fall. Because see, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Them walls come tumbling down. And you know what? They were so flat, they just walked across. Amen. Whatever walls are holding you back, you know what? You worship him and you praise him. And you know, and those walls have to come down. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Can't say that enough. Three Hebrew children. What they do? They threw them in the fire. But you know what? When they threw them in the fire, they say, wait a minute, we threw three in there, but we see four. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. God was with them. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. They threw Jonah overboard. But you know what? God had already prepared a fish, a giant fish, to take him, swallowed him, and went and spit him out where God told him to go. He said, go speak in Nineveh. So you know what? Whatever it is he's called you to do, he's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. And you're going to fulfill these plans he has for you because God is with you. Amen. And you can do all these things. Ooh, hallelujah. Is it blessing you, church? Praise God. You know what? We're going to be stopping there and continue next week. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Like David, Joshua, and Caleb, we should know that facing your giants should point us to God. Amen. Just points us to Jesus. That's what it is, you know. So you got to keep that GPS on Jesus all the time and speaking the right things, saying the right things. Amen. Be positive. Hallelujah. He's the answer to all of your giant struggles. You watching, you listening. You may have some giant struggles right now, but you know what? Jesus knows. But you know, we got to give ourselves to him and rededicate ourselves to him. You may be running from him, but you know, rededicate yourself and say, I need to come back home, just like the prodigal son. Or you may have never confessed him, but you know what? Now's the time. And get right with him, and you are going to be a winner again. Because he put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. We're on God's winning team. But you got to be a part of this team. And how do you do that? Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So let's stop right there, church. And we'll continue next week with that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So in closing, I just want to speak to you that are watching. You never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You know, now's the time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to come. And you know what he's going to say? He says, okay, I forgive and forget. Now it's time for you to get up and press on and go and fulfill what I called you to do. Amen. And get right with him. Get in his word. Get in a Bible-based church where he preached and teach the word of God. Amen. So that you can grow and mature in the things of God and get full of the word so it can start flowing out of you. Amen. So praise God. If you have sickness in your body, know that Jesus will put put stripes on Jesus' back for you to be healed. Amen. And he took all that. So all you have to do is say, by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I speak to you, sickness. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't receive you. I rebuke you. I cast you out. I do not receive you. By Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. Praise God. Amen. No malfunctions in my body. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. By Jesus' stripes, I am well, and I'm healed, and I'm going to be healed because he's not finished with me, and we're going to continue pressing on with him. Amen. So praise God. And it's time to give. Woo, hallelujah. So if you're watching, you're listening, just go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church out of Big Ben. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. God bless you.